T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 6:47, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Football, Kansas City 51, Texas 31, after a big comeback for the Chiefs.
Two.
Basketball, Wichita State 89, Connecticut 86, in two overtimes.
One.
A weekend of nasty storms across the southern U.S., at least 11 dead. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And plenty to watch out for in traffic today. We've got things a little wet and slippery and icy out there, and so we've had a couple of different accidents. I got a call from traffic tracker Jason about one of them that happened southbound I-135 at 21st Street. He says the backup goes back quite a ways, and traffic barely moving there.
Yeah.
So
yikes.
Yeah, exactly. But we've got traffic accident also northbound I-135 at K-96, and we've got a traffic accident. This is a on I-235 at K-42. So watch out. The bridges and overpasses today, icy, slippery. Traffic update from 98.7 on 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Yeah, those interstates are a problem this morning. Mostly sunny and breezy today with a high of 53 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 27. Tuesday sunny. Tomorrow's high 50. Now partly cloudy. Southeast wind 12 miles per hour and 32 degrees. Whatever Kansas weather deals us from one minute to the next, be prepared, whether it's snow, rain, sun, or the cold. When Kansas weather changes, go see Hatman Jacks for protection from the elements. Hatman Jacks at the clock tower in Delano. Well, if your tongue is your tongue getting in the way of a good night's sleep.
This is House Call for Health. Of all the things that might keep you up at night, concerns about having a fat tongue is probably not one of them. And yet, tongue fat may be depriving you of sleep. At least, that's what a new study says. The average human tongue weighs a little more than 2 ounces, a bit more for men than women. Like most other parts of the body, fat can accumulate in your tongue, especially in the back, near your throat. And according to this study in the American Journal of Respiratory and Critical Care Medicine, people with overweight tongues are more likely to suffer from obstructive sleep apnea. The author of the study says this seems obvious, but no one looked at this before. She says it's especially true for people who are generally overweight. The study says if tongue fat goes down, so does the risk of sleep apnea. Something to think about while you're drifting off tonight. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Stocks retreated from the record highs on Wall Street Friday after a government report showed that hiring was a touch weaker than expected last month. The S&P fell 9 points. The Dow ended down 133. The NASDAQ composite dropped 24 points. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And changing numbers for 2020, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. I'm still getting over the tongue fat.
The fat tongue thing. Isn't that something?
I think, you know, you do some tongue exercises, you know.
I don't want to hear about
that. Liposuction on the tongue.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Inflation can affect the economy dramatically, but Congress and the IRS realize that. So they adjust a myriad of numbers periodically in an attempt to help Americans keep up with rising costs. Now, when they move the threshold for IRA contributions up a bit, it means that many taxpayers can put away a bit more tax-deferred or tax-free money for their futures. Well, here are some of the latest numbers. Well, let's begin with the aforementioned IRAs. Congress did not vote to raise contribution limits for IRAs for 2020. If you're younger than 50, you're allowed to put as much as $6,000 into a Roth or a traditional IRA. Older than 50, it's $7,000. That last raise was in 2019 when contributions went up from $5,500 to $6,000 a year. Now, if you contribute to a health savings account, an HSA, you can add an extra $50 to that account. 2019 limits were $3,500 For 2020, you can contribute $35.50. HSAs also allow for some of that 50 and older catch-up provisions. As with an IRA, an extra $1,000 can be put in, and the family contribution is equal to two parents' limits. So $45.50 doubled, or $35.50 doubled if they're younger than 50. The amount of that an employee can put into their 2020 401k has been moved up from $19,500. That's $500 more than 2019 limits. And the catch-up provision for 50 and older has moved from $6,000 to $6,500. So depending upon age, one can contribute from $19,500 to $26,000 to their 401k. And, of course, keep in mind that there can be some employer matching as well. Social Security and Medicare taxes are deducted from payroll at a rate of about 15.3%. 12.4% of that pays for Social Security, and 2.9% goes to pay for Medicare. Well, workers and their employers split that tax, and the tax is applied only to annual income up to $137,700. So if you make more than that, you're not paying any additional Medicare or Social Security taxes. Last year, the earnings threshold was $132,900. So higher earners are going to have to pay a little bit more in taxes. Take full advantage of the IRA and HSA limits if you can. Many of these investment platforms can lower your tax liability. So you've got to consult with your tax advisor or your certified financial planner for the best strategy. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Well, Don, today is Make Your Dream Come True Day.
Oh, mm-hmm. Man. Mm-hmm. What are unicorns.
Yeah. Whatever your dreams are, they usually don't come true without some effort on your part.
That's true.
Isn't that true?
That is dead true. Yeah.
So on this day, do something, anything, to move in the direction of achieving your dreams.
That's a great idea. Yeah.
I don't know what I can do to make my dream come true for Jad to give me $1 million, but I'll do what I can do.
Well, help him earn $1 million first.
There you go. Get into some sort of
a million more dollars.
Some big business deal where we can swindle each other. We'll be all right.
There you go. Uh-huh. Yeah, American greed.
So how's the weather out there? You have a good weekend? I know you were trying to do some stuff around the house.
It's frightful. Well, I was trying to finish up my fence. You know, I've got everything ready to go. I just got to put up some of the fencing, and the problem was it wasn't too cold. I could have gotten out there in the cold, but it was just there, you know, where I dug the post holes, there was a little dirt, you know, mm-hmm. and with the snow on top, it was muddy, and I just didn't want to be sloshing around in the mud. So
just wait until it gets nice again. There you go.
Which could be this afternoon or tomorrow.
Could be. So. All right, thank you, Don. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up at 7 o'clock, all the news with Steve and Ted. A deadly hit-and-run crash in East Wichita. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.